It's on. It's on. Yep. We'll just pray and then we'll go to the service. Lord Jesus, thank you for being with us. Thank you for the luncheon. Bless the hands that prepared it. Just bless the people that meet with us on the internet, wherever they are at their time. And may there be something there for them. Just ask the blessing of God on this service this afternoon in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let's sing one we know, Amazing Grace, number 253. Shall we stand as we sing? Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart. You can always remember, praise God, no matter what he's done for us. We'll have one more and then we'll have testimonies. We'll have testimonies if you have any. 236, I am watching for the coming of a glad millennial day. I am watching for the coming, glad millennial day. Our blessed Lord shall come and catch the waiting bride away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I lay the watch and pray. For our Lord is coming back to earth again. Mountain is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be banned, 1,000 years will have no dividend after Jesus is back to earth again. Jesus coming back will be the answer to it. Cry for the knowledge of the Lord shall fill earth and sea and sky. God shall take away all sickness and the sufferers till the bride. Earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. Testimonies, any Sister Diane? Can you do that out?
Do you want me to hold it? I just thank the Lord. Brother Bill's sermon this morning was all about me. I've had the most amazing things happen in my life. I've had my name down at Kiritikanawa village for quite some time for a townhouse. Anyway, I just happened to be in my garden the other day, and an agent was coming, a land agent, putting pamphlets in the litter box, and I thought she was someone COVID, so I told her to take it away. And she said, "Now I'm just trying to find a few houses, but I don't like actually knocking on doors." And I said, "Oh, I'll be selling one of these days, but I said I've got to wait for a house at Rymondhurst." She said, "Oh yeah, can I appraise your house? Because then if you do go ahead with me, you go into the draw for $15,000. I said, "Oh, can't lose out." So she had looked through and she appraised it, and she said, "I might have a cash buyer for this house." Because I'd said to her, "I don't want open homes if I sell. I don't want anything like that. I just couldn't handle the stress." So I said, "Oh yeah." And in the meantime, the next day, she arranged for him to come through the following week, so Leah and Sharon staged the house, because it wasn't bad, but it was just looking like an old lady's house. And I rang Ryman and they said, "Well, yeah, there's a unit available. Someone else might have first dibs on it though." And I thought, oh well, what's to be will be. God's in control of all this. I'd really been praying about it. Anyway, this man came through on the Monday and came through again on the Tuesday. Then he says, "No, it's not quite big enough, the second bedroom." "Oh, it's fine, it's you, Lord, that's fine." And the next day, I just left it, and a day or so later, the agent got a hold of me and texted me and said, "Can I bring someone through on Friday?" I said, "If you want." And then she texted me again and said, "Can they come through tonight? They're really keen to have a look." So about the time they turned up, I went out around to Mel's place to have a cup of tea. By the time I came back 45 minutes later, there was a very good offer on the table, which I immediately accepted. And I'd got hold of Ryman and I thought, "Oh, this might not work quite well." And she said, "Oh no, the other people turned it down. The unit's yours." And it's just gone. I've had no stress. I've had absolutely no stress whatsoever. I've had to go and sign a few papers, and the kids have bucked in and helped me move all my furniture and that to Sharon's place, because the little unit I'm going into, I need my bed and a table and a chair because everything is provided. It's a serviced unit. And I just know God's in charge of it all, and there's a house going to come up sooner or later, and it's going to be perfect. So I just am so grateful. But everything Bill said this morning, I could just see it reflected in my experience. So I just thank God. I thank God mostly for the fact that I haven't had to stress. I don't think I could handle open homes and auctions and all that rubbish. But this was just come and sign it, and it's done. Thank you very much, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, the thing is that you put it in the Lord's hands, and He did it. And He works at both ends at once. Do we have any others? Sister June and Tatu? Okay, move on Friday. Yeah. Well, praise God.
When Brother Bill mentioned listening to that tape with the South African brother, I don't know who it was, but it reminded me, because he was talking about, I think he was talking about the Lord's leading, I forget now at the time, but anyway, it reminded me of Brother Sydney Jackson. Some of you will remember him from South Africa. And he felt prompted one day to ring Brother Green. He felt the Lord telling him to ring Brother Perry Green. He was a minister in Tucson, Arizona, America, and tell him to ring another brother whose name I don't know, and tell him that God is mindful of him. And Brother Sidney Jackson said, "But Lord, Brother Perry Green will be asleep. It's the middle of the night. Can't I ring him tomorrow?" Or something like that. And the Lord said, "Ring him now." So he rang Brother Green, and Brother Green rang the other man in the other state of America and said, "I've been told to tell you that the Lord is mindful of you." And that man said, I don't know, he probably broke down, but he said, "I was just about to take my life." And it's just, Brother Jackson was so grateful that he listened to the Lord's promptings. And yeah, so the man was grateful that the Lord cared about him.
Yep. The Lord knows these things. He just knows them. Everything. Do we, oh, brother.
Praise the Lord. I just hear him when I share about what the Lord has done. I was sharing to him about this brother who got burned. And his children got killed, two of them, because of his drunkenness. They left the thing there on. But in my just sitting down listening to him, I said to the Lord, "Lord, this is all he talks about, Lord, what he's done to the children, especially the school." He said, "I made a hanging." And then one day, walking back from work, and lo and behold, I hear this boy, "Go and tell him to believe on me." I said, "Lord, he lives way over there. I wasn't minding it, but he lives in the Red Fox in Maramarua." But I just say, "Oh, sorry, Lord. Yes. Go and tell him." And not long, a month or two later, he was gone home.
Praise God. That's very good. Praise God. Do we have any others? Well, let's just have one chorus, then Brother Howard will bring it. Just going to be 204, "Shine on me, shine on me." You may remain seated if you wish. Shine on me. That's what we want to happen. Not just now, but every day, all day, and night. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on me, Brother Howard.
Doesn't matter what comes. It was good, Brother Bill's message. It was different flavour, different style. It was good. And you know, I was just saying to Brother Lee, good thing about Brother Bill, he loves the Lord. That's all that matters. You love the Lord, it'll always come out right. Amen. So, just got a little word here. I wasn't meant to be preaching today, but circumstances changed that. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word. And I want to read from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Wow. It's impossible to please God. If you haven't got faith, you can't even please him. Something to think about. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder, gives out rewards. Who to? To them that diligently seek him. May God bless the reading of his word. I just want to speak about God as a rewarder. He is a rewarder. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to you this afternoon, Lord. We pray, Lord, you'll quicken your word to us, your precious holy word. May it live in every heart. May we go away with something this afternoon as we went away this morning, Lord. May you bless each one that's listening. May our hearts be in tune with the Holy Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. So God is a rewarder. And God rewards diligent seekers. Something that God is emphasizing. Diligence. Not just a casual, oh, I'll give it a go. No. Those that diligently seek the Lord. Those that diligently seek him. Those that seek him with their whole heart. That's the person we're speaking about today. And he rewards not just seekers, but urgent, diligent, persistent seekers. They are the ones who are going to get rewarded. Who wants to be rewarded of the Lord? This is the key. If you want to be rewarded, you've got to be a diligent and a persistent seeker. Some people give God a try. I'll see how it goes. I'll give it a go. No, that's not good enough. You're going to get poor results. But if you go, Lord, I'm going to seek you tonight. Tonight, I'm going to try even more to seek you properly. No, it says, Lord, just bless me tonight. Lord, give me some good thoughts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. No, Lord, help me to surrender to you. And we see from the Bible, because I'm going to a few simple examples, very short, but Israel many times provoked the Lord to anger. And because of their half-heartedness, and they got into trouble. So they cried out the Lord in sackcloth. You wouldn't be wearing your suit. You're wearing sackcloth and ashes. Oh, they got serious. Oh, God, be merciful unto us. And as soon as it cleared up, as soon as the problem cleared, the problem they having was cleared up, they went back to idolatry. You know what? Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed today. When things improve, they slip back into idolatry. And today it's no different. People still have their idols. I'm not an idol worshipper. Hold on. An idol is something you spend a lot of time with. That becomes an idol. First, their children. Their children is first, above God. Now listen to me, brother and sister. This is the word of God. There's so many scriptures I could read, but I'm not going to spend too much time on this. They have their children as their idols. The children are first, then God. I'm not saying to you, you've got to search your own heart, I've got to search mine. Their bosses, who they work for. First the boss, then the Lord. Maybe their wife or their husband, then the Lord. Maybe their project that they got going, then the Lord. Maybe their reputation comes first, then the Lord. Their particular revelation, and the list goes on. So many things that we bring up that are so important, and the Lord is not in the first place that he should be. So how can God reward you? In Matthew 10:36 we read, talking about family. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. This is, who believes the scriptures? It says that a man's foes, his enemy, you think, oh, that'll be the people at work. No, this and that one and that. No. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth their father or their mother more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus said so. And he that loveth his son or his daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Now, it didn't say not to love your son or your daughter, but he said if you love them more than me, then you're not worthy of him. That applies to me and to you, every one of us here, and those listening. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. In other words, you gave your life top priority. And he that loses his life for my sake, Jesus said, shall find it. Isn't that wonderful words? Sometimes our biggest hindrances to getting closer to God is our family. You might think I'm against family. I'm not. I'm all for families. I think they're a wonderful blessing of God. So getting closer to God can be his family. Another hindrance is daily cares of life. The daily cares of life can be an idol. Also tribulation or persecution. Some may feel persecuted even now in tribulations. But having said that, sometimes persecution in tribulation cause us to seek after God more earnestly. You know when God got the early church straightened out? By bringing persecution to them. That's when the revival came. After Pentecost, he sent the persecution. Man, did the God move amongst them. In Matthew 13, verse 20, we read, but he that received, this is talking about God sowing the seed, and he that received seed into stony places, that's the word of God, the same as he that heareth the word, and annoy, that word annoy means for a short while, with joy received it. So they received the word for a short period. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, because of what he heard, by and by he is offended. Brothers and sisters, don't get offended about things. It's a real dangerous thing. He also that receives seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Well, that means the life of Christ is lacking in their life. People become too busy for God. I used to have a saying, I preached all over the world about this. I said, the Christian sickness today is TB. Everyone said, oh, they all listen. I said, yes, TB is the problem. Everyone was listening extra tight. I said, you know what it is? Too busy. That's your TB. Too busy. And it destroys your fellowship with God. Too busy for prayers. Too busy for fellowship. And for study of the word. So how do we seek after God? Let us first consult the word of God. Let's turn to Proverbs 8:17, which says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. If you seek the Lord early, you're going to find him. Isn't that wonderful? Three. Four. Five. If we seek the Lord early, it says we will find him. Praise be to God. So, in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, it says, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Listen, brother and sister, the word of God's very consistent. It doesn't vary. The emphasis on seeking him earnestly and properly. So firstly, we must give our whole heart to the Lord. God cannot tolerate half-heartedness and lukewarmness. He said that because it makes him vomit. Did you know lukewarmness makes God vomit? Who knows that? It's in the Bible. Because you're neither hot nor cold, you make me sick. He says, I'll be sick. So God hates lukewarmness. Either be all on or all off. In fact, God will have more respect for you if you're cold for God than to be lukewarm for God. I'd rather that you are hot or cold, he said. But because you're lukewarm, I'll spew thee out of my mouth, he says. So long prayers, hours of study, is not what the Lord wants. Listen, long prayers and hours of study is not what the Lord wants. Not saying that prayer is not important. It is very important. Also, reading the Bible is vital. But he wants you. When you get down, he wants you. And all of you. He wants fellowship with you, not with your head, but with your heart. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 15, verse 8. Now, Jesus said, he put it in a nutshell for us. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth. Oh, hallelujah, I love you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And honoreth me with their lips. Lovely big prayers. But their heart is far from me. That's what upsets the Lord. Jesus said this. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. They can explain everything in the Bible, they lay it all out, but their heart's not there. Can you imagine a bride to be sitting down with her husband to be? And she's telling her husband all that she knows about him. I know all about you. I know that you're a good worker and you've got a good job. And people respect you. And he's listening to go on and on about all about him. No, what he wants to hear is her heart expression towards him. We can say, Lord, we know what your word says. Lord, this and Lord, that. We understand this. We know we're in the last days. And you can explain everything. But he wants your heart. He wants to hear from your heart. From you to him. And God wants our heart. And he wants all of our heart. Not some of it. Brother Rand said, read your Bible and pray. Reading your Bible, listening to the message, what does it do? It creates a hunger in your heart to pray. Praying is our expression of our love to him and his word. Feeding on his word is not a chore, but a delight. Who said amen then? That's good. You know, I was talking to a brother in Germany last night. He said, Brother Howard, he said, you know, I've been sort of locked at home, really, because for the last month. And I determined in my heart to just continue to pray and to read the Word of God for the entire month. He said, it's glorious. It's wonderful. He said, the blessings that come from that Word. And when I pray, that's Brother Joseph Barley, originally from Tauranga. Just so hungry for God. It's great to talk to him. He's just an encouragement to talk to him. You know why? He's been praying. He gets down and prays and has a hunger to wait on God. Who wants to have a hunger for God, to wait on the Lord? It's just so good. So it's not a chore. As he said, it's just a delight for me to read the Word of God. In Psalm 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't walk amongst the counsel of ungodly people. Give all sorts of crazy advice. Stay away from that. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Don't get amongst the wrong environment. Get amongst faith environment. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Don't do that. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. This is his law, his word, the Bible. Think about what the Bible says day and night. Hallelujah. So may God grant that to us. I just want to talk about a couple of examples of diligent seekers that always blesses me. I remember Elisha and Elijah. Now, Elisha wanted a blessing from the prophet Elijah. He's just a young prophet, but he wanted a blessing from the old prophet. And he said to Elijah, Brother Elijah, I want you to anoint me. Give me a double portion of your anointing. Who wants a double portion of the anointing of God? That's the greatest thing in your life, is the anointing. And Elijah said to Elisha, if you're around when I go, if you are around when the Lord takes me, you shall receive your blessing. You shall receive your reward that you've asked for. And so what happened, without going into all the details, the time came where Elijah said, I've got to go and see somebody. If you'll just stay here, I'll be back here. With that message in his head, if I'm with you when you go, he just didn't want to miss that opportunity. He said, as the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Brothers and sisters, don't leave the Lord. You stay with him in your heart. You meditate upon him every day. Don't get distracted by other nonsensical things. And so what happened? You stayed with him until he came. And then what happened? Chariot of fire came down and picked him up and took him up. He threw down his coat and he got a double portion of what Elijah had. And he went down and opened the river by the power of God. Why? He meant business with God. He didn't leave him. He tried three times to throw him off, just as a test. Elijah tried to throw Elisha off three times. He stayed, he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Who's not going to leave the Lord? You're going to stay with him? You mean that with, not to me. You mean that to God, I'm going to stick with you, Lord, through thick and thin, no matter what this crazy world's up to. I'm going to stay with you. Another wonderful person was Ruth the Moabitess. You know, she was a heathen, brought up a heathen. But she got a whiff of God. She got a heard of the God of Israel. Time came when she had to make a choice. Mother-in-law said, you girls go back to your home. Go back to your people. Because they're on their way to Israel. And Ruth said, no. No way. She said, your God will be my God. And where you're buried, I'll be buried. See these people, commitment. No wonder God blessed them. That she was truly blessed. She was grafted into that royal seed, this heathen. She became the great-grandmother of King David. She's a Moabitess. But she was so hungry for God, she got her reward, a wonderful reward. And she received eternal life. Another story I love in the Bible is blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10, 46. And they came to Jericho. And as they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he didn't say this. Oh, I must go and see him sometime while he's here. I must go and see Jesus. If he walked in here, he said, oh, I'll see you. Can I see you sometime, Lord? No. If you want the Lord, you'll go now. If you really want to get close to God, you'll seek him out now. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. He yelled out at the top of his voice, a blind man. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. You know why they said that? They weren't blind. You see how people are unconnected? You know, Bartimaeus, he was blind, couldn't see, and he wanted his eyesight, so he's calling out the one that could do it. They said, keep quiet, Bartimaeus. Yeah, they weren't blind. People have no mercy or compassion on others. And many charged Bartimaeus that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stood still. I love that. When you cry with the right sort of cry, Jesus will stand still. And commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, oh, they changed their tune, these guys. Be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee. Oh, they switch like that. And he casting away his garment. What was his garment? His beggar's garment. He threw off his beggar's garment before he went to Jesus because he knew he was going to be healed. Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful act of faith. He rose and he came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. If you had listened to those hypocrites, keep quiet, keep quiet, he would have still been in the crowd. But he just cried out loud, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. For God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. I just think that's so wonderful. He got his reward. He certainly did. Not only his sight, but he got a spiritual revelation when he said to Jesus, my Lord. He knew who Jesus was. He was the Lord of heaven. We want to know who Jesus is, brother and sister. Our reward will be spiritual revelation. I self to know him. Let us watch these people who get through to God and receive their reward. There was a certain woman in Mark 5, 25. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Not very nice, is it? 12 years. Imagine how weak she became. Because she had this issue continuously and had suffered many things from many doctors, physicians. And had spent all that she had and was nothing the better. but rather grew worse. But when she heard of Jesus, came in the press. Oh, I love this. Listen. You're going to go to Jesus? You really want to get to him? You're going to have to go through the press. There's going to be a bit of pressing to get to Jesus. Those that reward, God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. If you're going to get to Jesus, you're going to have to face the press. And it's not the newspaper. The press is the people that are around Jesus. You're going to have to realize that you're going to press in and get it. So the Bible says she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Well, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. You know, if you touch Jesus this afternoon, you will be made whole, whoever you are. Who wants to touch him? And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Hallelujah. This is so wonderful, isn't it? Now notice her reward. Verse 33 of Mark 5. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Jesus knew exactly what had happened, but it's lovely. He wanted her to speak the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, he wants Jesus to call you daughter. That was the most wonderful thing. Daughter, or my son. I just want to hear him say, my son. Who wants to hear him say, my son? Means everything. Means everything. He could have said man or woman, but he gave a personal title. And he said to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I love that. So we see it's just a wonderful thing. What about the woman that washed Jesus' feet? All these are our brothers and sisters. Who believes this? These people weren't just strangers. They are our brothers and sisters. We're going to meet them one day. They were going to meet them. They're going to testify like you testified, Sister Diane. They're going to have their own testimonies of what Jesus did for them. So if you've got your testimony ready of what he's done for you, what he's doing for you, and what he will do for you, who believes he's going to do something for us? I love that scripture. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and is to come. He's going to be God in Gisborne. That's the two G's. God in Gisborne. He will do what he is planning to do. And I want to be around when he does it. By the grace of God, I want to be here. So this woman that washed his feet, Luke 7:36, we read. And one of the Pharisees, desiring him that he would eat with him. You know, Jesus knew straight away there's something wrong here. He smelled a rat. This guy wasn't interested in Jesus, but he wanted to use him as an entertainment. But Jesus said, I'm going to go anyway. You know, because he knew all things. And when he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat, behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. Oh, a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, she bought an alabaster box of ointment. That was very precious perfume. And stood at his feet behind him. She's so respectful. She wasn't going to stand in front of Jesus. She stood behind him. What a respect she had. Behind him weeping. And began to wash his feet with tears. And did wipe them, not with a towel, with the hairs of her head. And kissed his feet. And anointed them with the ointment. Who would have done that? When you're in love with Jesus, you'll do that without even thinking about it. Because he's everything to you. He's my Lord and he's my Savior and he's my healer. And when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself. He didn't say it out loud, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, and one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, Simon, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman, and he said to Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gave me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. And thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. I would have kissed his feet, the Saviour of my soul. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. It was very expensive. Therefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Whew, that must have struck him about there. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Who's glad he said that to you? Thy sins are forgiven. God's reward will come. God's faithful to his word. Not a man that he should lie. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. It's not whether my wife seeks the Lord, and I know she does much, or the church seeks the Lord. It's whether I seek the Lord. God's looking for your response. What are you doing towards him? So he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Everybody's going to receive a reward. Did you know that? Everyone will receive a reward. In Revelation 22, verse 12, Jesus said, And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. So he's a rewarder. To give to every man according to his work shall be. So everybody's going to get a reward. In Matthew 16:27, For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Everything we do is going to be given an answer for, whether it be good or whether it be bad. We all know that sin has wages. You get wages for sin. Did you know that? Who knows that? Who's glad there's an atonement for our sin? Jesus Christ. In Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is wages, is death. Death. Eternal separation from God. But the gift of God, the gift is given to you, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us all avail ourselves of the gift of God today. Another reward is to receive whom God has sent. God might send a messenger to you. You need to receive it. You say, who would that be? Well, it just might be the next door neighbor. God send a neighbor, send a child to you and speak something to you. It's actually sent from God. It says in Matthew 10:41, He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He that receiveth the righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. So we see, brothers and sisters, these things are very true. The greatest reward of all is the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the greatest gift. You can have all my money. You can have all my house and every possession. And my push bike. You can have anything of mine. There's one thing you can't have. Is I an eternal life that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to me. Except you go yourself and ask God for it. Who wants eternal life? For he is the rewarder. Remember, God is a rewarder. That is just a part of his attribute, that God rewards us. It's just his attribute. He wants to reward. God is not passive. God is active. He's moving in our lives daily. He knows when you're sincere. He knows when you mean it. There's one thing you cannot do is fool God. And I'm so glad that he knows when you mean it. Sometimes we can't even express it right. Who's had that experience where you can't really express it, but God knows you love him? I tell him all the time, Lord, I don't pray right. Maybe don't pray it exactly as I should, but you love me. And I love you. And how I know you love me is because you laid down your life for me. The God of creation, the God of 2 billion galaxies, came down and hopped into a little humble little body and he died a death for you. Don't you love the Lord? Let's say praise be to God. Shall we stand to our feet, brothers and sisters? God is a rewarder. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He won't fail you. If you mean business with God, he'll mean business with you. I've said that around the world many times. And I've seen God mightily move in a meeting. Brother Lee's been there. You mean business with God, he'll mean business with you. If you're just a casual, oh yeah, yeah, what's next on the program? Won't happen. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Praise be to God. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to thee. This afternoon, we thank you that you are a rewarder. We need your reward. We need the reward of eternal life. We need the reward of divine healing. We need the reward of comfort and to be consoled and blessed and to walk close to you. For we know the coming of the Lord is at the door. You're coming to get us soon, Lord. We can't stay here. The place is going crazy. We need thee, Lord. And the brothers, our brothers and sisters around the world, they need you too. They're all looking for you today, Lord. We know the coming of the Lord is at hand. The world's lost their heads. Their minds are blown. They don't know what they're doing, but we know in whom we have believed. Move by your Spirit, Lord, upon our hearts this afternoon. We give ourselves to you now, Lord, in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please have thy way, Lord. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken? That was written. Yeah. This was written. That man spoke that. It was a false prophet. He was asked and hired to go down and curse Israel. And when he got down there, being a prophet, even though he was a naughty one, he was anointed. When he opened his mouth, he was inspired. And he blessed them instead of cursing them. And they said, please reverse it. He said, I cannot reverse it. For God has spoken and shall make it good. God cannot reverse. If he's blessed you, he's blessed you, Barbara. He cannot reverse that. He cannot reverse blessing me. He cannot reverse blessing you, Brother Tom, or any one of us here. He's blessed us because he chose to from the beginning. Don't you love the Lord? God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. And he said, and shall he not? And he said, and shall he not
Jesus, thank you for what you've done for us, not just today, not just for the services, but every day. Some of us for many years, no doubt some of us for a short time, but it's the same God, the same blessing, and you will see us through. Be with us, Lord, as we're going away at this time. Be with those that listened in. Bless them immensely. May they know that you were there with them too. Thank you, Lord, for being with us at our homes during this coming week. We ask these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. May the Lord bless you as you go.